Hi, you're listening to my favourite Elliott Smith song. In this podcast, we try, in our own very small way, to keep Elliott Smith's legacy alive by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. So firstly, before we get going, I just wanted to say thanks for bearing with us while we took a bit of a mid-season break. Both Elizabeth and I were away during November, but we're both back now and excited to bring you a couple more episodes before we finish off the season at the end of this year. And our guest for today is Julia Shapiro. Julia is a musician who is perhaps best known as the lead singer and guitarist in the band Chastity Belt, which formed in Washington State in 2010. But as well as Chastity Belt, Julia is also part of the group Childbirth and has released solo records too. A key theme throughout her work, Julia says, is her Elliott Smith influence, which we of course discuss in this interview. We also talk about her views on Elliott's songwriting style and why she's never stopped listening to his music. I very much enjoyed recording this chat, so hopefully you enjoy listening to it too. Here's Julia Shapiro.
Hi, I'm Julia Shapiro. I play in the band Chastity Belt, and I also have a couple other bands and solo projects, but that's my main one.
And what is your favorite Elliott Smith song?
For the purpose of this podcast, it's going to be Satellite. I just think it's a really beautiful song. It's just layered guitar and vocals, but it feels really full. Like, I don't know, I wouldn't want to add anything to it. And it also feels, the whole album, I guess, feels a little bit more intimate than his later albums, just because it's guitar and vocals on a, you know, 8-track. Yeah. But this song especially kind of has this quality of feeling like super intimate, like you're almost like you're in the room with him as he's playing it. All the hands are pointing up at midnight. You're a question mark coming after people you watch call out. What you want to satellite. Honestly, I'd never really paid that much attention to the lyrics of the song until I chose it, and then I was kind of like picking them apart. And I realized, I mean, they're definitely really like open to interpretation, but for me, I feel like this song kind of speaks about loneliness and a desire for connection. It kind of like paints this picture of like the end of the night, you know, maybe it's New Year's Eve and everyone's finding these connections and you're just alone kind of having a conversation with the moon. I think the satellite in the song is the moon, and for this person, the moon isn't a lover's moon. It's like this kind of isolated, detached thing. That's my interpretation. But
that's a great interpretation.
Yeah.
It's, for me, it always seems like, you know, when you told me that you were going to do it, it was my initial thought when I think about this song is it's quite mysterious.
Totally. And the moon is quite mysterious. So it's kind of fitting. Yeah. I don't know. It's not as obvious as his other songs, what it's about. I was trying to decide between choosing like a really sad song and a more mean song, because I do love Elliott Smith's mean songs, but he managed to like slip one lyric in here that's kind of cutting, when he says, because the names you drop put ice in my veins. Love that.
Yeah, it's like that's one line from the song with that you can kind of, you know, you can kind of like get at what he's talking about, someone who's like a
totally.
Bit of a name dropper.
A name dropper, yeah.
And yeah, and that feeling that you get when you notice that someone's a name dropper and how that immediately just like, I don't know, turns
totally.
You off or whatever.
Yeah, just like a cringiness.
Cause the names you drop eyes in my face. And for all you know, you're the only one. finds it strange when they call it a lover's moon, a satellite. Cause it acts just like lovers do.
I know that you know, from seeing you talk about Elliott Smith in interviews, you're I think a huge fan of his guitar playing, and I don't know if any of those particular elements of that appreciation come across in this song.
Definitely. I mean, with any of his songs, I just feel like he has magic fingers or something. I'm just like, what is he doing? I don't know. I think I listened to a podcast actually about the making of this album, and I remember them talking about this song having a lot of guitar layers on it. So, but when you listen to it, it kind of just sounds like one full guitar. There's so much going on. It's kind of hard, and it's all like so cohesive that it's hard to kind of pick apart what's happening. But yeah, it's really busy in one way, but like everything fits together, which is how I feel about his guitar playing in general. Like, I've tried to learn some of his songs on guitar, and like some of the easier ones I can play okay, but yeah, it's just crazy to me what he's doing with those hands. I don't know how he does it.
do you remember where you were when you first heard this song and you first heard the self-titled album?
I'm not specifics, but I started listening to Elliott Smith in eighth grade. I think just like around the time that he died. That might have been like why I discovered him. I'm not sure. I think at that time I was kind of like on indie blogs a lot looking for music, and then I think I must have happened upon Elliott Smith, and then it was just this kind of like treasure trove of songs. I just was like, wow, I like every single song he's written. Yeah, and it's different than other artists where with Elliott Smith, I feel like I listen to an album all the way through. There's no song that I want to skip. But yeah, I don't specifically like remember the first time I heard it, but I remember Satellite being one that I would come back to a lot on this album.
What are the other, when you think about your favorite Elliott Smith songs, what are the other songs that kind of immediately spring to mind?
I love Pizzola, love Twilight, basically all the like brutally sad Elliott Smith songs. Yeah, growing up, my favorite album was Either Or. That still might be my favorite. I almost chose the song Alameda because that was my favorite song in high school. And it's kind of just a weird one. Like, I don't think a lot of people think about that song, but that's another one that's like a little bit mean. And I just love, it's kind of all throughout that record, but I love how like trashy the drums sound. But especially on that song, I feel like it's kind of inspiring. It's inspired me in my like recording to just like try to go for like some trashy sounds and see if they work. I don't know. Get experimental.
As you were saying in the beginning, you've had various music projects. Do you think that he influences you more when you write as a solo artist than say, for example, with Chastity Belt?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for a lot of Chastity Belt songs, they'll just start with me playing guitar. But I've definitely written like a few songs that I just feel like this is straight up like me listening to Elliott Smith. And it's a lot of like he tends to go down the scale a bit. And like there's a lot of just like maybe he'll change like one note in a chord as he's going down, just like simple little changes. I've come back to this video of him a few times where he's explaining his songwriting process, and it's just super abstract, which I like because I don't really know music theory. I know maybe the basics, but I don't really think about music theory when I'm writing music. to me, it's a little more abstract too. But yeah, in the video, he's kind of just talking about, he says the thing about going down the scale and it's like, yeah, I just kind of like make different shapes with my fingers. And I'm like, that's what I do. Like, cool. I don't know what chords I'm playing.
And see what comes out.
Yeah, totally. It's just like, sometimes I'll just be like messing around, not even thinking about it. And my fingers will just go to a certain place and I'm like, ooh, that chord sounds cool. And then sometimes I have like an idea in my head of what I want a chord to sound like, and I'll just like try a bunch of stuff until I get there. But yeah, I actually just wrote a new song recently that I am like, this sounds like Elliott Smith. So that's what I strive for. I'm sure I could talk about Elliott Smith for like a really long time, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like I won't shut up about him. Like, there's so many interviews where I talk about Elliott Smith. So
yeah,
I'm happy to have this podcast to be able to like chat solely about him.
Yeah, it makes doing research for this interview, like, I don't know if it makes it really easy or really hard, because there are quite a lot of instances that I found online of you like talking about Elliott Smith, and it's like, do we go over the same ground again?
Right. Yeah.
Should we find another angle? But then like, also I kind of get a good understanding of how big a fan you are.
Totally. Yeah. He's definitely my favorite musician and has been for a while. It's cool. Cause I mean, some of the stuff I was listening to in high school, maybe I go back to it cause it's nostalgic, but I don't really like know if I would appreciate it if I heard it today for the first time, if that makes sense. Yeah. But with Elliott Smith, it's like I feel like I have a different relationship to it, and yeah, it's like it was never embarrassing to me. I feel like I went through a phase maybe after high school and college where I was like a little bit embarrassed by certain things that I liked in high school, like Coldplay, for example.
Yeah.
And now I've come full circle where I'm like, I'm not ashamed of anything. Coldplay is amazing.
Yeah.
yeah. Parachutes. Whew, what an album. But I just like never stopped listening to Elliott Smith, which is cool. I can't say that about too many artists.
So thank you very much then to Julia Shapiro for being our guest on My Favorite Elliott Smith Song. I put some links to some of the things that Julia mentioned, like the songwriting video, in the episode notes. So please do feel free to take a look. That's pretty much it for this week's episode. Just wanted to say that we'll be back again in 2 weeks' time with one more episode before Christmas, when our guest will be Lauren McCarthy, the executive editor of Nylon. I very much hope you can join us for that one. To play us out, our Elliott Smith cover for this week comes from The Fence Sitters with 2:45 a.m. We'll see you soon.
That couldn't help but hurt you. The pretty thing you made desert you. I'm going out like a baby, naive and satisfiable baby, grabbing onto whatever's around. Soaring higher, the crushing down with hidden. cracks that don't show, but they constantly just grow. Looking for the man that attacked me while everybody was laughing at me. You beat it in me, that part of you, but I'm gonna split us back in two. Tired of living in a cloud. If you're gonna say shit now, you do it out loud. It's 2:45 in the morning, and I'm putting myself on warning for waking up in an unknown place with the recollection you have erased. For somebody's arms to wave away past harm. Walking out on center circle, both of you can just fade to black. Walking out on center circle and pushed away, and I'll never go.
My Favourite Elliott Smith Song is produced by Rob Comber and Elizabeth Widstanley. You can find out more about the show at myfavouriteelliottsmithsong.com.